Let's start with how hospitals get paid by Medicaid in Rhode Island. Can you quickly explain to me how does that work and how much are hospitals currently getting?
Sure. Medicaid is a significant payer for hospital-based health care in Rhode Island, typically paying our hospitals for Medicaid patients at a level of almost $500 million a year. Interestingly enough, payments to hospitals by the Medicaid program have been declining in recent years, which is contrary to what you might hear relative to the growth in Medicaid. But for hospitals, it's actually been in decline for several reasons. One is we've had rates reduced. Last year, we had them frozen. This year, the proposal is to freuse them once again. Medicaid utilization has declined slightly in recent years for hospital-based care. So it's a significant payer for hospitals in Rhode Island, more so in the greater metropolitan area.
And the Chafee budget, as I understand it, proposes eliminating a certain kind of payment to hospitals that
Right.
tries to kind of make up for these low Medicaid reimbursements. Is that
Exactly.
right? Well, why don't you explain it? What is that
There's a
payment exactly?
provision in the federal Medicaid program in which if Medicaid pays you less than what Medicare pays you, states and hospitals have the ability to recover that difference. And that was an opportunity we actually brought to the attention of the state of Rhode Island 5 years ago to assist both of us. Ironically, it was an effort that was mutually beneficial, yet in the governor's proposed budget this year, he seeks to eliminate that. Between that initiative as well as freezing Medicaid payments, we are harmed directly in the governor's proposed budget by $19 million.
For an institution like Rhode Island Hospital, for example, which sees more Medicaid patients than other hospitals, right? What kind of impact would that have?
Sure. So if you look at the economic harm created by the proposed budget, take a look at the larger Medicaid hospitals in our state. Rhode Island Hospital would lose almost $7 million in payments under this provision in the proposed budget. Memorial Hospital, which has really struggled in recent years, will lose almost $2 million in reduced payments. Understand that nationally, hospitals have an average positive margin. That national average of 4 to 5% is contrasted sharply with the state of Rhode Island, where last year we had no margin. In fact, if you take all the hospitals in Rhode Island, we were minus 2%. So that means, in essence, we are paid less than our cost. We are paid by Medicare about 89 cents on the dollar, Medicaid slightly lower than that. It is very, very difficult for you to continue to achieve any type of margin if you're going to continually be paid less than your cost. Operating in the red with a deficit every year really strains your ability to meet the needs of your patients. Example, information technology is costly and so necessary. And those are the type of investments that can be delayed. And we have seen that in many hospitals in our state. New equipment and compensation. Remember, for hospitals, two-thirds of your operating budget is for wages and benefits. We have 23,000 people working in our hospitals in Rhode Island. That's a highly trained professional workforce, with over three-quarters of those men and women working in hospitals possessing college education. We are increasingly having difficulty recognizing their value. We're having difficulty retaining and hiring people because of the budget pressures that we are under, worsened by this proposed budget.
Now, Ed Quinlan, $19 million in total, $7 million in impact to Rhode Island Hospital, $2 million to Memorial Hospital. Given the size of, say, for example, Rhode Island Hospital's budget, that doesn't sound like a huge number, $7 million.
But add to these budget reductions the reality of the effect of the recession on hospitals in our state. Within the entire healthcare delivery system, hospitals have a very distinct role. we are the only element of the healthcare delivery system in which all patients who come to a hospital for care will be treated regardless of their ability to pay. What does that cost? Over $500,000 a day. Over $500,000 a day for care that hospitals will never be reimbursed for. Last year, it was over $200 million. So for all hospitals, large and small, if you are receiving less money for the care that you are providing, if you have an increasing, escalating, uncompensated care, you've got these multiple forces that are hitting you each and every day. People come here for our well-established quality care, and yet the state of Rhode Island, through budgets proposed by governors over the last 10 years, essentially have said, we know you're here, we know you do important work for the people of Rhode Island, but we're going to pay you less and less every year. We then have to turn to the general every year to ask for relief from governor's proposed budget. And the General Assembly has made the commitment to examine these issues, and we've been able to work with them annually to at least improve the governor's budget to some degree.
I'm speaking with Ed Quinlan of the Hospital Association of Rhode Island. Ed, so every year you're saying hospitals have faced these proposed budget cuts and you've had to fight them back. This time around, this year, though, could things be any different in terms of the number of patients who have health insurance, in other words, who can pay, the number of Rhode Islanders who now are covered by Medicaid? That was, you know, nearly 20,000 at last count, I think, newly covered by Medicaid in Rhode Island. Won't that help offset some of these budget cuts? I mean, you know, the more patients who actually have insurance, the more hospitals will get paid.
Several years ago, when the Affordable Care Act became law, we analyzed the impact of that legislation, landmark legislation, which we supported, in order to improve access and coverage for Rhode Islanders and all Americans. We agreed that we would accept lower Medicare rates. That agreement comes at a cost. For Rhode Island, it was a reduction in Medicare payments of $600 million over 10 years. You may recall last year when the Congress, in order to achieve a budget agreement, invoked sequestration. That added $100 million to the reductions created by the Affordable Care Act. Now it is $700 million over 10 years. Our analysis shows that expanded coverage for uninsured through commercial insurance products and Medicaid expansion, as you suggest, might diminish that $700 million by about $100 million. So it will help, but it is not the answer to the budget difficulties that we're having right now.
So you're about to put on your armor, your medal, and head up to Capitol Hill here to do some battle and try to prevent these budget proposals from going through.
We're in a cold winter, and the governor's budget made it a little cooler for us. So we're hoping in the coming months, as we head to spring with the warm weather, will come a warming of the budget treatment of hospitals.
Ed Quinlan with the Hospital Association of Rhode Island, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be with you.